Cercocebus aedes lineulatus, now Cercocebus lineulatus, is commonly known as the white-naped, white-headed, or white-necked mongabay, causing confusion with the collared mongabay. This now distinct species is thought to have a geographic range from east of the Sassandra River to west of the Volta River in Ghana. White-naped mongabay is also reported as a forest dweller in northeastern Côte d'Ivoire and southwestern Burkina Faso. A member of the Cercopithecinae, pocket-cheeked monkeys, white-naped mongabays are smoky, slate-gray, or brownish-gray monkeys with lighter white on their ventral side. It is known for a whorl or crown on the head, a darker face, a more prominent dorsal stripe, and a black-edged white oval patch on the nape. The hands and feet of white-naped mongabays are more similar in color to the body and have white undersides. The mass of these mongabays ranges from 8.5 to 14 kilograms for males and 5 to 9 kilograms for females, with an average of 8,593 kilograms. The head and body length is 40 to 60 centimeters in females and 47 to 67 centimeters in males, while the tail length is 40 to 80 centimeters in both sexes. The shoulder height is 38 to 42 centimeters for females and 40 to 45 centimeters for males. White-naped mongabay facts. White-naped mongabays are diurnal, four-legged ground monkeys that live in groups of several males and females. They have sexually dimorphic behavior patterns. Males are more likely to engage in social behaviors, and females are more likely to submit and receive agonistic behaviors. Unlike many non-human primates, white-naped mongabays generally do not have a strictly matrilineal social structure. Their social structure has also been described as contest competition in which female species establish lineages based on matrilineal dominance. White-naped mongabays have one of the lowest rates of agonistic behavior and contact aggression of any Old World monkey. Most biting behaviors are harmless and involve a slight pinch on the tail or rump. These mongabays can also distinguish between fruiting and non-fruiting trees and are more likely to approach fruiting trees.